On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
Science is not something we've heard enough of in this election, many of you told us last week. Anna Marie Arabia is from the Academy of Science, who have been trying to get their voices heard. Hi, Anna Maria.
Good morning, Rick.
We heard Norman Swan earlier this morning sounding so depressed that no one's talking about COVID. We've got the highest infection rate. How has science fallen off the agenda in Australia?
It's really difficult to know. I mean, you know, clearly the pandemic was deeply informed by science, and every voter was aware of that. I don't think that passed anyone by. And certainly every major issue that we hear our parliamentarians and our ministers and politicians talking about in this campaign, we know requires scientific knowledge. You know, if you think about the AUKUS agreement and our national security, if you think about climate change, if you think about high-tech jobs, you know, there's a range of issues that are being discussed that have a scientific underpinning, and yet the value and the requirement to boost science in Australia seems to have not been uttered during this election campaign.
Isn't that interesting? Whether you're talking about, you know, green energy as hydrogen or green energy as solar, it's still all science driven. So what are the issues that you would like to see? What's your top five?
So the Australian Academy of Science has called on the government, or whoever forms government, to look at four major issues. A key one amongst them is to have a long-term investment strategy for research and development in Australia. Your listeners may or may not know that there has been a decline in government investment in research and development over the last 10 years or so. This is really worrying. There have been injections, one-off injections, to boost particular things, and that has been welcome. But the overall trend is a decline. And we know that things like the pandemic response were absolutely built on decades of patient and deliberate investment. So we do need a long-term strategy that goes beyond one electoral cycle. It goes beyond 3 years. And it needs to have many facets to it. It needs to speak to workforce issues. It needs to speak to investment in the full cost of research. It needs to bring some coherence to what we're currently seeing at the moment, which is there's around 200 programs across 13 portfolios that look at science and research investment. It is so fragmented, such as to be dysfunctional. So we're asking for a long-term strategy for science in Australia. That's one of them. The second is really important too, and that's to establish a parliamentary science office. Now, your listeners will recall that scientists were called upon to inform our response to the pandemic, and that is a terrific example of evidence-informed decision-making. So we inform all of our policies and decisions based on scientific evidence. This was a one-off. This does not happen routinely across a range of decisions and policies that are developed across government. So we're calling for a parliamentary science office. This would enable science to inform all policies, regardless of where they sit in whichever portfolio, and to have that expertise improve the way we respond to whatever issue we have going forward. They're two of the main ones.
The Academy of Science.
We've also looking for a more cohesive and national approach to translating research. So we've seen some good measures around boosting commercialisation of research. That's terrific, but it certainly can't come at the cost of basic science. We need basic discovery science to be adequately developed and invested in so that we can commercialise it. It's like having lots of books in the library and taking a book off the shelf and not replenishing those books. It's a bit of a problem going forward.
Science careers have become so precarious as well, Anna Maria, and it seems so sad that you're arguing for basic things, let alone actually trying to equalise science and making it, fair for women as men in terms of publication, in terms of career advancement, all of those other issues. I mean, we're such a big science community here. We've got IMS, we've got CSIRO. Do we not already have large science organisations, and are they flourishing or are they not?
We certainly do have large science organisations, CSIRO and the Antarctic Division and others, particularly in Tasmania, absolutely wonderful. But we know that our future is determined and informed by science. So we can't stagnate. We have to remain competitive with other parts of the world. We're certainly seeing mass investments post-pandemic in other comparable countries, which we're not seeing in Australia. We do need to keep on top of the game. We can't just import import knowledge, you need to have a seat at the table in order to access knowledge produced by others. And you're right, you mentioned earlier those workforce issues. Our early and mid-career researchers are having a pretty tough time at the moment. The pandemic exacerbated that. Women in science, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in science, and a range of other underrepresented groups are having a particularly tough time. We need all of our available talent in all shapes and forms to contribute to the knowledge economy in Australia.
It's just so interesting, as you point out, across new technologies, innovation, Labor are talking about manufacturing, that's driven by scientific research and innovation, climate, conservation. It does seem to be a bit of a gap. I guess we'll have to see what happens in the next week, whether we hear anything.
Indeed. Well, we hope whoever forms government will take the time to sit with the Australian Academy of Science and other bodies to formulate that long-term strategy. It's not too late. They don't have to talk about it in an election to do it. Mm-hmm. I think there is a general mandate. The public have said as much in terms of the response to the pandemic. So we look forward to working with whoever forms government to make sure that we have a knowledge economy that can be driven by Australian talent and a fantastic science sector.
Great to talk to you today. Anna Maria Arabia from the Academy of Science.
On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.